Talking About You with Estra, Season 8, Episode 83. We are here Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time. And thank you for being with us today. I appreciate your time and look forward to sharing information, ideas, and comments. Yes, it does make us all better people. To be a part of the show, go out to estrascarwreckhelp.com and tell me about your car accident experiences with auto insurance, employer ERISA, Social Security disability, long-term disability, there's also short-term, by the way, disability surveillance, being a target after a collision, and whatever other wacky experiences you might have had after a collision. The audience, I am sure, would be amazed to hear your story, because believe me, we've got lots of them out there. Now, before we actually get into our topic of life disruptions, which we've been doing for the week, I want to give you a thought worth thinking about, and that is, of course, our minute with a purpose today. Now, one of the things that's really important is actually feeling in control of your life. And there's a lot of reasons for that. When you feel in control, it means that you'll make better decisions, you'll have less stress, and you can stay on the path and what you choose, not a path that somebody else wants to put you on. So for a minute with a purpose today, I would like you just to take a moment to feel your control, that you are in control. No matter what's happening, what's ever been done, you still have control. All right. What does it take to stand up for yourself? Isn't that what this is about? It's about standing up for you and not relinquishing your control to someone else, regardless of what they want it for. Is it because they want you to pay them money you don't have this month? Or is it because somebody's trying to force you into a relationship you don't want? I mean, is it a car accident where insurance companies are trying to get you to go in the direction they want? I mean, this truly is another endless list. But what I'd like you to do today for that minute on a purpose is just feel your control. If you have to say, I am in control of my life, that's good too, because you really are. Now, does that mean things can't happen to you? Of course they can. We know they can. Now, there are things that you can't control. Some things you can't. But the things that you can control, do control those things. Acknowledge that you are the person in control of you. No matter if it's a good decision or a bad one, it is still your decision about you. So make sure that you do that. So I'm going to give these three things to you one more time, because I want, as you think about that in your minute, like I said, you only have to take a minute a day to really give yourself that love. Number one is to feel that you are in control of your life. Number two, you think, what does it take to stand up for you, okay, in all situations, and take your time? And yes, some people are going to be faster or slicker than you. There's always going to be those, and some on the other side too. So whatever time you need to make sure you're feeling that control, take it. Practice it, and you have to practice it, because if you don't, some of those slicker ones will try to take advantage of you. And that's what another thing is I want to talk about, being the target of surveillance. Because a lot of time, the things that they do are psychologically trying to hurt and abuse you. So how will you stand up and fight against that? That is also really important. So let me just say those three things again in your minute. If you're taking your minute right now, just think of these things, okay? Number one, you are in control of your feelings, okay? Or emotions, whichever one you like, feelings and emotions. However you package that, you are the one who's in control. Now, there will be people who try to take that control or kind of initiate some kind of action to make you jump out of it and give it to them, but choose not to. Number two, what does it take to stand up for you, right? What does that take? I personally believe it's first knowing that you are in control of you. Because a lot of times when someone thinks that they can take it, they'll take it and you'll shift where you are. We talked a lot yesterday about shifting, but just stand where you are. You don't have to move. Stand. You don't have to react to everybody's actions. right? You just stand and be where you are. And then the third thing I wanted to say is that target of surveillance, because a lot of people involved in insurance claims will be targets, that you just will be, unfortunately. And you have to be able to say that psychological hurt or abuse that they might try to do against you, that you're willing to stand. And you have to figure out, how will I stand up to this? And the reason why I bring that out is because most of the time they have more resources, they have more money, and they have more power. But what don't they have is you, right? They don't have you. So you don't have to give them control. No matter whatever the things they have, you have you, and you can empower yourself, be your best advocate, and learn how to stand. That's really the key. I know that's a lot for 1 minute, but if you can just kind of squeeze that all in, I think that you'll really benefit from the results of thinking about that. So that's thoughts worth thinking about in Minute with Purpose today. All right, we're going to actually move on to life disruptions. And we're going to kind of feed off of what we were just talking about. What places your emotions to feel out of control? Right? A lot of times today, people are feeling out of control because they have more money or more month than money, right? And it's like, how am I going to get through this? And the actual truth is, you don't know how you're going to get through it, but you can probably look at last month and notice that you did get through it, right? Now, then maybe the month before, and maybe there were all different ways you got through it. But I can tell you one thing, stress does not help you get through it. So being stressed out about it is not. Maybe writing down how you got through each month will help, right? Because somehow you did make it, and maybe it doesn't look as good as you'd like at the end of each of those months. But there's probably something you can do. And if there's nothing you can do, there's nothing to, don't stress out. Just find wherever way your path is going to go. Just take that path. A good path, by the way. Don't get on the negative path, because that's only going to bring you down more. So what is your reaction to this type of behavior when your emotions feel out of control, right? First, think about where you are. Think about how you got there. Think about what's actually making you feel out of control, because you're really not, right? Does bad things happen? Certainly, like a car accident. You know, that's a traumatic event, a life disruption. There's a lot of painful things going on, but really, you really still are in control of you. Okay, let's not get confused. We can't be controlling other folks. Who knows where that ends? But as far as you're concerned, you're top dog, okay? What would someone else gain from creating dysfunction? You're feeling out of control if it's a different situation. Maybe it's a surveillance target, you being a target surveillance target, right? Maybe they're doing things to try to force you into a narrative that benefits them, i.e. they don't have to pay you. Right? So you have to think about that. What are they creating it? Why are they doing it? And it can be many different things in life. I'm just giving these scenarios as an example. Okay, so what would someone else gain from creating the dysfunction in your life, or you feeling out of control? Yeah? Not something you really want to have to do, but it happens. So make sure that if you're like, dang, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling out of control? Why are my emotions all jacked up? They were fine yesterday. Look back what's happened to you within that last 24 hours or that week or that month. Has something been adding up? Has there been a tally that's kind of been going up and up to get you to that point? If so, who's driving it? And if it's you, just stop it. And if somebody else, know there's some game out there, and you have to just be wiser for the wear. Another thing is, what are the symptoms in yourself to recognize when facing psychological abuse or hurt? Right? Because usually that's what happens when emotions are involved, right? Usually it is psychological. So you have to decide, where does your mind go in those situations, and are you shifting it back to where it needs to be? Because we all are going to fall a little bit every once in a while. You just have to recognize what's going on inside yourself, all right? And then how does this impact your self-esteem and your emotional stability, right? What does it do, right? When your emotions seem out of control, Where does your mind go? Probably that fight, flight, reflex we were talking about the other day. Maybe it might go somewhere else. Or how does it impact your self-esteem and emotional stability? Sometimes we get sad when things don't go our way, or we get emotionally upset or sad. I mean, there's just so many different emotions, and yours is going to be unique to you. Okay, but whatever they are, remember, you still are the one in control. You can say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go out in my yard and mow my yard. Or, you know, I'm going to go down to the grocery store and look at something I've never seen before. You can make those shifts. Maybe I'm just going to go out and wash my car. Could be just very simple things to get your emotions back under control for you, right? Because they don't belong to anyone else, no matter how bad they may want them. They belong to you. You just have to make the choice to keep them. And the next thing I want to talk about is, how do you recognize life disruptions? Do you have that little thing inside you that's like a warning sign, a flare going off to draw attention to the changes you're experiencing? That's important, because if you can catch it initially, you can stop a lot of stuff that won't happen down the way, because you see exactly what's happening, right? So when life disruptions happen, and most of the time they're so big, it's hard to miss them, but sometimes you still need that flag to say, hold on, wait a minute, hold it. This is not where I want to go. Okay, here's my flag. Let me regain my self-control before I lose it. You know that song I always love? It says, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Don't let them lose your mind up in here. But then you will feel like it sometimes, the way some crazy folks act. But they're your emotions. You can keep them in check if you choose to. And in most cases, it's important, especially today, to do so, because there's far too many people stressed out. The other thing is to remember is to control yourself, not other people again, okay? Only self, not someone else. Now, they may want you to engage them, or they may want to engage you, but you don't have to go there. Peace, calm, and understanding is what is happening when you can do the restoration, right? To keep yourself in a healing zone, in a happiness zone. That's important, okay? Because when you can get peace and you can stay calm and you can understand what is happening under this life disruption, you can begin to restore your self-healing and happiness. And that's important because that keeps you on track over to where you want to go. Awareness will help. Use it to provide information and thoughts and emotions. Okay, so that, in other words, what I'm trying to say there is that when you have information about what's going on in yourself, there's a lot of things that you can do to protect yourself. Okay, this will help more through life disruptions, to get through them actually in a positive way. So when you can do those things, coordinate those things within yourself, it makes a difference. Because why? Because emotional shakeups is one of the major tools insured harassers will use in attempt to cause you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. You know, you go out there, you hear some kind of report in the news, and they say, this person did such and such. And they go back to the people that they know, and they say, I can't believe so-and-so would do that. They have never acted that way. That is not even normal for them. I've never seen them in years do that. Sometimes with emotional shakeups, you know, you don't know what's all in there sometimes. That's how come it's good to give yourself a good cleaning out on those emotions every once in a while, so you don't get caught up in things, right? So they go out there, they emotionally shake you up. It's one of their major tools as insured harassers. And an attempt to cause you to do what? Things you normally won't do. So what's the key? Trust and always be yourself and your best advocate. Don't go down a path others would choose, right? Where will you go? It's your life, your way, your choice. What is it again? Your life, your way, your choice. And even though it's a life disruption that you didn't choose, you have a choice on how you're going to move on. All right, so thank you so much for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're still talking about life disruptions. I hope you've thought about ways in which you can work through any of the life disruptions that come your way. Make sure to use hashtag Esther's Radio Show. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, also on Instagram and Tumblr and YouTube under Esther's TV. The main key is to type in Esther Seattle or estruscarwreckhelp.com. I am with you. I understand the situations that you might be facing. So go out there and take a look at over 500, should be close to 500, I think, podcast out there on your favorite podcast. iTunes also has it. Go out there and listen. Listen to the ones you're interested in right now or the ones that you're experiencing right now so you can have a clue of some of the things that might come your way. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate you as always, and I will see you tomorrow.